Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show.
You want to increase your self-discipline and you want to be a more productive person. You want to get rid of your bad habits. This is going to be one of the most important videos that you ever watch. Hi, my name is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio, creator of the Effortless Discipline System, where you subtract a bunch of junk from your life without adding cold plunges and three-time-a-day workouts and reading for 30 minutes. You don't have to add all that stuff into your life to be disciplined. What you need to do is remove a bunch of junk. And we're going to dive deep on that today through the four levels of discipline. The four levels of discipline that will take you from somebody who might sit on the couch and watch TV too much and eat too much to being the disciplined person that you want to be. And that's where we're going to start with that first level of discipline. Now, before I go on, just make sure that you subscribe to the channel. You share this with your friends because everyone needs to get more disciplined, because this is going to be one of the most game-changing videos that you ever watch, because when you have self-discipline, you become unstoppable in the game of life. So back to that first level of self-discipline. What most people are missing is the specific definition of discipline to them. You can go out there and you can read about a guy named David Goggins who wrote Can't Hurt Me, and he runs ultra marathons. And you can look at him and go, well, I don't run ultra marathons, so I must not be a disciplined person. And you go up and you take up running. But what if you don't like running? What if you don't have a health problem? What if you actually need to gain some muscle and you're out there running ultra marathons? Well, his definition of discipline is not the definition for you. I just read about a guy who used to be an NFL football player who went 40 days without food. All he did was consume water. It's Russell Okung, I believe is his name. Now, you look at that and go, man, that guy's disciplined. Maybe I should stop eating. No, you shouldn't stop eating. I don't know why he did that, but you don't need to do that in order to be more disciplined and more successful in your life. The first thing that you need to do in your life is identify specifically, what does it look like for you to have self-discipline? Does it mean that you watch only 30 minutes of television per day? Does it mean that you stop using tobacco or alcohol or pornography or weed? What is it that you want to stop? What is it that you aspire to be like? What is that best version of yourself? Once you know the best version of yourself and it's clear, only then can we build out the specific discipline plan for you. Don't go chasing someone else's discipline dreams. It's only going to result in disappointment and frustration. The second level of discipline is subtracting distractions. This is the effortless discipline that I talked about before. Now, why do I call it effortless discipline? Because again, most people's version of discipline is the hardcore. You're going to, you know, get yelled at by Navy SEALs. You're going to do a cold plunge for 15 minutes per day. You're going to run 10 miles and you're going to go and jump in the cold ocean and you're going to stay underwater for 5 minutes holding your breath. And then you're not going to eat for 40. Like, no, come on, man. I don't want to be a part of that. If that's self-discipline, you can have it, because I don't want it. Instead, I want habits that support my big goals and dreams. And my big goals and dreams are my family, to have more time for my family, just be present with them. So if I want to have more time for my family and be more present with them, I'm much better off just focusing on reducing my phone time, reducing my internet time, and improving my work environment by removing distractions there, such as unexpected phone calls, arguing on the internet, inefficient meetings. If I remove those things, I make more time, I get more done, and I have more time for my family. That's freedom to me. I want to be disciplined so I have freedom. I don't want to be disciplined so I can brag about it to strangers on the internet. That's not what I want. I want discipline so I can have freedom. So now that I have a clear, specific definition of discipline for myself, I can look at what I should subtract. Now, over to you. If you're in a situation where you're 40 pounds overweight, and to use self-discipline means eating better, following a nutrition plan 80% of the time, not binge eating, not eating potato chips every single night, great. Then we know we need to subtract the junk food from your house. We need to subtract you from the environments in which you binge eat. And we need to subtract you from the people that are going to peer pressure you into binge eating. And we need to subtract the food commercials from your life that drive you to drive down to the Domino's and eat more pizza. That's what we need to do, is subtract those things. Because, and I love to use this analogy, imagine you and I were running a marathon. And all things being equal, you and I ran 3-hour marathons, and we're standing there at the start line, and someone comes up to me and says, "Craig, I've got the world's greatest shoes. All the top marathon runners in the world, they use these shoes. They're going to shave 15 seconds off your marathon time." I go, "Okay, great." And then somebody says to you, "Hey, you, we're going to put a 50-pound kettlebell in a backpack, and you're going to run with it in the marathon. It's only going to add another 5 hours onto your time." You can see that if you just remove the kettlebell, that would be much greater impact than adding the fancy shoes. So that's why we focus so much on removal when we're talking about discipline. That second level of subtracting distractions and destroyers of your life are what is the key. Number three, now that we know your specific definition, and now that we have subtracted your discipline kryptonite, now we can focus on number three, which is the step-by-step design. So the step-by-step design is the plan to make you more disciplined. So we can say, all right, well, you have a phone problem. We're going to use the Opal app on your phone. It's going to prevent you from going online. It's going to prevent you from using social media during these hours that you set. And now you've built a fence around yourself. That's the next thing that we need to do, is step-by-step design, which builds a fence around you, which keeps you safe from the distractions that destroy you. And that's how we build your self-discipline. If we're building self-discipline around exercise, what we need to do is make the path to success really smooth. So if you want to exercise consistently and you want to exercise in the morning, water bottle beside the bed. We have all the ingredients for your smoothie ready in the fridge so that everything on this path to success is easier. Because if you want to exercise and you struggle to exercise and you wake up in the morning and it's cold in your room and your exercise clothes are down in the laundry room and you don't know what workout to do and you don't have any healthy food in the fridge, you're going to say, "I'm going to Starbucks whenever I get up." And you're going to go back to bed and you're not going to get up until it's too late to exercise. And it's just in time to go to Starbucks and get their chocolate muffin. And their chocolate muffin is actually really good. So now you're not going to have any discipline to be successful in life because you don't have that step-by-step design. So that's the third thing you have to have in place and make the path to success smooth. All four of these levels are SD. The first level is specific definition of discipline. The second level is subtract your distractions, the destroyers of your discipline. The third is step-by-step design. And the fourth level of discipline is supportive decider. This is your coach, your mentor, your accountability partner, the person who is going to help you go through it. If you don't have this fourth level, all that information above is great, but you're not going to act on it. Information without action is nothing. Information without action is procrastination, really. And that's just another big nail in the discipline coffin. So when we have somebody that we don't want to disappoint, in fact, I suggest that you find a coach, mentor, accountability partner who you deeply do not want to disappoint. When you have that person who you have to go back and say, "Hey, listen, we built our plan. I removed my distractions and I didn't eat any potato chips this week." You're going to be proud to go to your accountability partner and say that. If you didn't have an accountability partner, you might have stopped at the gas station a couple nights per week, had some chips, and you don't have to tell anybody that you failed. And that's why you keep on failing. But if you have that coach or mentor, someone you deeply do not want to disappoint, you will never deeply disappoint yourself. So this is a totally different way of looking at discipline compared to all the hardcore challenges out there, the Marine Corps, the Navy SEALs, the ice plunges, the David Goggins ultra marathons. They may have a time and place in your life or for somebody else's life. But in most cases, you just have to go through those four levels. And it's effortless discipline. And that's what I aim to do, because I'm not the most hardcore guy in life, but I am the person who's super productive and has 4 to 6 hours with my wife and my daughter every day. And my discipline has given me freedom. And I'm on a mission to help you identify your specific definition of discipline and give you the specific definition of freedom that you seek too. Let me know if that was helpful. Drop a comment down below. Subscribe to our newsletter over at earlytorise.com. We have some very, very cool morning routine stuff over there on that website that will help you get ahead and dominate your mornings through effortless discipline as well. And then hit me up on Instagram at @realcraigvalentine. Share this. If you share it, I will share it too and give you a shout out. and really looking forward to helping you. And I want to know your questions about what's holding you back in discipline and productivity and time management. So drop them down below so I can make more great content just like this.